Yes?
John Macy on 9-2.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at Howard Woods and what we've got on him?
I checked. We have even discreetly inquired out in St. Louis. And it's pretty clear he's been our guy on the Democratic side going back to 48 or 50, at least that far back. So I don't think we'd be able to get away with it on a Republican or independent basis.
Well, now, he says he's been voting for Republicans intermittently, and he's claimed independent all along.
His paper has taken a very strong
he did for me, but line. He did for me, but he's been a strong bipartisan for both parties. And I had a fella call him and ask him, and he said that he was an independent.
All right. Well,
said he reported supported Republican alderman. Who'd you talk to?
I talked to my civil service man out there, and asked him to discreetly check with some of the people in the federal community, and this was the return I had on it.
Yeah.
But if the man himself says he's independent,
he's independent.
I don't go back to his word.
Nick Katzenbach told me if he contended that and had supported them, and he's not only done it, he supported a bunch of Republican aldermen, some Republican governors, and so on and so forth.
All right, his record looks good. I have his record here.
Roy Wilkins for him. Now, what does his record look like? How old is he? And what did he have any service?
1917. That makes him 48 years old. His education is just the public schools in St. Louis. He was born in Perry, Oklahoma. His employment experience is in newspaper work as an advertising solicitor, theatrical reporter, city editor, and executive editor of the St. Louis Argus. He's also had experience as a newscaster on WTMV, in addition to the public service on your committee on equal employment.
It's on Kennedy's committee now.
Well, I think it's yours because you were the chair.
I know it, but I'm talking about with our background when we get up our statement.
Okay. He's been on the Missouri Commission on Human Rights, the National Citizens Advisory Committee on Human Relations. He's been a member of the Board of Directors of the St. Louis Bicentennial Corporation. He's been chairman of the Board of Commissioners of the St. Louis Housing Authority. He's a former member of the County Transit Committee. He's a former vice chairman of the Board of Commissioners of the St. Louis Land Clearance Authority. He's been very active, as you see, in all of these government and civic and welfare activities. He's had many honors in journalism from universities and fraternal groups. The National Negro Press has recognized him with the Best News Story Award, the Best Editorial Writing Award, the Best News Column Award. So he's been very well recognized in his community and by his people. He lost his wife recently. He has two children, age 21 and 6. That's about it. You had a letter from Tony Buford about him the other day, which is the source of the information I'm reading to you.
All right. Okay. That sounds all right to me.
I
just got to get this straight and see, get him to make an affidavit of what Republicans he'd voted for and how long he'd been independent and so on and so forth.
Now, this would be for FCC.
Yeah. I don't even think about what it's for until we get it checked out. It could be the Federal Power Commission.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that. I want to get all of them ready, though, and I expect you and Lady Bird ought to come down early Saturday morning. You have to leave here real early, because we're going to have a press conference at 10 o'clock. Texas is an hour.
An hour later, huh? An hour earlier, really.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, very
well,
good.
Here's Joe Fowler. I want to say howdy to you.
Good.
Hello, John.
Mr. Secretary.
Well, Mr. Chairman, how are you?
I'm delighted.
Well,
this is just great.
I'm stunned. I'm not making very much sense yet, but
the president makes high-quality decisions, and this will further confirm the public's view of that.
Well, you're very kind to say so,
and I hope you let me be of any assistance I can.
Well, you're the first man I'm going to have to get a hold of to find out what's available and what you're. I want to get your thinking on best material for staffing those spots, because that's going to be my...
Yes, sir.
As soon as I'm confirmed, that's going to be my...
Well, there's no man better informed on what to call for there than you are.
Well, I do want to get the full benefit of your advice, so, John, and,
right.
and I know you have,
well,
you have the roster.
Let me pull together the names that I have.
Would you do that?
On the general counsel, on the undersecretary...
And the assistant secretary for international finance.
Because I think all three of those are terribly important. We also need to move fairly soon on the Commissioner of Customs.
Yeah. But those first three are the keys.
Yeah.
And the others can come along, but those first three are vital, and I need to do it fairly fast.
All right, my friend. When's the announcement going to be?
Well, apparently the President sent it up a few minutes ago.
Okay. Well,
so I guess
it's in the public domain.
It's in the public domain as of now.
Mighty fine.
Point
I'm
of
just
no return.
Delighted.
Okay.
Just delighted.
All right, John.
Thank you, my friend. Bye.